Hello, community, and welcome to the Medical Minute brought to you by Decatur Health. I am your host, Tim Davis, and today we're talking about Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is a movement disorder of the nervous system that worsens over time. The nervous system is a network of nerve cells that controls many parts of the body, including movement. Symptoms start slowly. The first symptom may be barely noticeable tremor in just one hand or sometimes a foot or the jaw. Tremors are common in Parkinson's disease, but the disorder also may cause stiffness, slowing of movement, and trouble with balance that raises the risk of falls. In the early stages of Parkinson's disease, your face may show little or no expression. Your arms may not swing when you walk. Your speech may become soft or slurred. Symptoms get worse over time. Parkinson's disease symptoms can be different for everyone. Early symptoms may be mild, and you may not even notice them. Symptoms often begin with one side of the body, then affect both sides, and they are usually worse on one side more than the other. Today we're going to be sitting down with Crystal Berg. She's with the Parkinson's Families of Northwest Kansas, and has come to join us and just give us a little more info on the walkathon that's coming up. Today we're talking about the Parkinson's walkathon, and we want to get some more information out there on it. Like where it's going to be held out here in Oberlin.
In Oberlin, it will be at the high school gymnasium.
Do you know what time it starts and when are we doing this?
It starts at 10 o'clock, April the 26th.
Why are we walking for Parkinson's? Just for the awareness? Is this a fundraiser? What is the reason?
For the awareness and for the support. From Colby, we zoom to all of the 8 counties around us every Wednesday. And the free will donation will go to helping us continue to do that, to support those with Parkinson's and their caregivers.
When the community shows up to walk, what do they need to bring with them?
Bring your walking shoes. You walk as long as you can. We, in several counties, we've got some that are in wheelchairs. So, of course, it's harder for them to go longer with somebody pushing them. If they have advanced Parkinson's, they can't walk as long to begin with. It's just basically there to walk as long as you can and to support someone else with Parkinson's.
If anyone has any questions, how do they get more information? Is there a website or something?
Yes, we have a website. We have a Facebook page. The website is movingtolive.org. Otherwise, you can go to our Facebook page, which is Parkinson's Families, and we have information on there too.
If anyone needs more information on Parkinson's, do they go to those same places?
Absolutely. We've got a lot of information on our website.
Crystal, thank you for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Tim. Thanks.
That was Crystal Berg with Parkinson's Families of Northwest Kansas. And don't forget to come join us for the walkathon. That's going to be on Saturday, April 26th at the Colby Community College, Steve Lampe Athletic Center for Logan and Thomas County, South Park Sharon Springs for Wallace County, Quinter City Park in Gove County, Atwood Lake in Rawlins County, Hoxie Public Health Building at 1 p.m. in Sheridan County, the Sawhill Park for Cheyenne County, and of course at the Oberlin High School Gym for Decatur County. Register at 9 a.m. and the walk begins at 10 a.m. Walk as long as you can. It's a free will donation. If you need some more information or would like to purchase a t-shirt, go to movingtolive.org and you can purchase one there. All proceeds help continue weekly classes offering fitness, peer support, art, music, and special presentations, free of charge for those affected with a Parkinson's and their caregivers. And we have our Parkinson's meetings at 10 a.m. every Wednesday in our dining hall here at Decatur Health. Although Parkinson's disease can't be cured, medicines may help symptoms get better. Sometimes a healthcare professional may suggest surgery if you or someone you know needs more information on Parkinson's disease or would like to get some more information on our weekly meetings. Call in and talk to Tara Seifert at 785-475-2208, or you can schedule an appointment with one of our providers at the Decatur Health Family Practice Clinic at 785-475-2015. That'll do it for us today, but tune in next time to stay up on what's going on at Decatur Health. I am Tim Davis, and this has been the Medical Minute brought to you by Decatur Health. Remember, Decatur Health is where compassion and healing come together.